You might think that natural abilities are all you need to showcase your talents and to be successful. But I'm here to tell you that it's not. I want to introduce to you a group of musicians that were born into the music scene, specifically rock and español, in the 1980s. Understanding that there was this group that was born in the midst of all that was going on in Argentina. This group is by the name of Soda Stereo. Now, this group has had over hundreds of thousands to some of like Argentina shows and stadiums and parks, and they've worked with so many different artists through the 80s and 90s. But we know that Soda Stereo eventually stopped being a band in 1992. And it was then, my focus of today, that Gustavo Cerati took his natural ability of being a frontman, guitarist, to eventually one of the greatest songwriters, composers of his generation. What can we learn from him? That we can essentially say that when the band got back together again to celebrate the legacy of Soda Stereo, that it was never a comeback for them. It was just them coming together to continually showcase their elevated skills, experimental moments, to one of the most iconic bands of all times around the world. Señores, señores, get ready. Let's get into season 4 here at Fuel Pasión Podcast. Let's go. Hola, ¿qué tal, mi gente? Mi nombre es Noan El Boricua. And I'm really excited because in this episode, I really want to be able to talk about something that's really important. Mucha gente, a lot of people think that if they have the natural abilities, then they don't need to work hard or put in the extra effort. But I think what they don't realize is that those people with natural abilities are the ones who actually work the hardest. So, in this episode, I want to be able to talk about how important it is to elevate your talents through hard work and dedication. And I think for those that are first-time listeners, you may be asking, well, what's Fuel Pasión podcast? It is really a Spanglish, you know, as crazy that may seem, it is a Spanglish podcast where we talk about cultura, just events, anything related. Sometimes we also talk about our faith. And we talk about the conexiones, the connections, how important it is to be connected to one another and networking. And I think for me, in this season, which we've titled it Don't Call It a Comeback, it's been really important for me. And I'm going to be super transparent. I've just been thinking about, like, what can I truly share with you that can be something to understand? Because we know that Gustavo Cerati passed away in 2014. It was very sad. I know that there was this great article that I remember reading, and it was along the lines where the band U2 and Bono, he actually looks, they were in Argentina. They were in La Plata, Argentina, to be, you know, specifically. And this was in 2012. And he goes and he, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but he basically says, like, we cannot forget Cerati. And, you know, thousands of fans, you know, they're in standing ovation. And, you know, the band dedicates this song that's called Moment of Surrender to Cerati. And this was a beloved lead singer of Soda Stereo. And it was very emotional. Now, why? ¿Por qué? Because Cerati had just recently had been in a coma, and as we know, there was really no end in sight because he eventually passed away. But I think what we need to understand is here's this like tribute to a singer who passed away, And one of many, because, I mean, you name the artists. I mean, in Latin America, there's so many different. I mean, I know like Shakira, Coldplay, at the time, a few years ago, they acknowledged, you know, many bands that went into Argentina. And I think for us, you know, and I think this is why so many people say we shouldn't just kind of focus certain months out of the year, but that we should always continue to have the conversations. And I think for me, is really understanding this guy. Now, Cerati was unique because he was known, and I opened up with you guys about understanding our natural abilities and our talents and how we can showcase them. One of my favorite albums that Cerati did when he was on his solo campaign, he had this album called Fuerza Natural, Natural Strength. And for me, the charisma, the curiosity, and the willingness to be able to try something or I guess experiment really was what made Cerati known. What are you known for? What are your natural talents and gifts that you have that you've actually then elevated to take them to new heights that people can say, yo, this person really understands how to get this job done or to be able to build this creation or whatever that looks like. And I think for us, it always goes back to your roots. You may not know, but Cerati was a huge Jimi Hendrix fan. You know, he formed his band when he was a very young teenager. You know, from a Latino perspective, Luis Spinetta was one of his aspiring guitarists that he loved. And then you had this band that was kind of like, I want to say the beginning roots of rock and español, especially Argentina, a band called Almendra, which I highly suggest. And then, of course, one of my other favorite bands, The Police, specifically Andy Summers, the guitarist. So here it is, Argentina, and I think this is also something that we should understand. So many times, good and great things rise from the ashes of bad moments and times. Think about for yourself maybe a moment where you came out of the ashes, quote unquote, of a past, of a brokenness, only for people to be able to see the uniqueness, the talent, the gift of what you have and what you've offered, not only to your community, but to the workplace, to your family, to those that you love dearly. I think for me, you know, Soda Stereo was pivotal in the midst of coming out of, you know, as far as Argentina, a very long political turmoil. And here's this guy, Gustavo Cerati, who formed Soda Stereo con Hector Zeta Boisio and one of my favorite drummers, Charlie. And they go out and basically just, I mean, they just blow up. You can say the rest is history. And Cerati, seeing so much success, switches gears in 92 to be able to collaborate with Daniel Melero, a very close friend. And then they start this, you know, pop band called Los Encargados. And, you know, and I want to give a shout out because Spotify gives a really good detail about this transcendent background of Cerati. So shout out to Spotify because they do an amazing job of telling these stories of these articles. But I think for me, one of the most beautiful things is understanding that Gustavo Cerati's legacy will be forever known of understanding who he was and understanding the uniqueness of his art and his work. This man was someone that was a singer-songwriter that was so influential in the world. Someone that was so unique and constantly pushing the envelope. And I think for many of us, when we want to take it to the next level, there's a great saying that says that if it's easy, then it's not worth doing. And I think it's very important that we understand the natural abilities that we have. And knowing what your natural ability is, don't give up on them. because they are what makes you and I so unique. Can I be very honest? I'm always constantly looking at different quarters of the year. And I say quarters because I always think like in a business mindset, right? Every 3 months is a quarter, and then you have what's called a fiscal year. And I think for me, when I get to the mid-year, and we are in a mid-year, right? At the time of this recording, we're in the middle of literally the calendar year. We are now in July. That for me, I realize there's so many people that give up because they think that they're not good enough or that it's too hard. But my biggest thing is that we need to understand that whoever told you to give up, whoever said that you're not good enough, they're wrong. Your abilities are important. Set out these abilities were so important. The band Soda Stereo's abilities were so vital to Argentina and the music world altogether. I think for me, when we think about all these different things, is understanding how we can continually grow and learn. Because when I think of other Latin bands that played and enjoyed a lot of this success, I think for me, Soda Stereo, really, they hit records. Like records meaning like setting records in all of Latin America. They set records in Mexico, Colombia, Peru. And it was all crazy because like Soda Stereo was seen as a symbol of like cultural opposition when the dictator was still in power. And for me, many of these shows, it was really understanding that they were just like, you know, all coming together. And I think for me, when Soda Stereo got back together 10 years after 97, it was really cool because like, again, I go back to like, when you know what your natural ability is, lean into that. Build a firm foundation. Cerati found very continued success as a solo artist. But I think for me, it was really understanding for him, like, you know, he had a Bocanada album that came out. It was one of his first albums. And it was crazy because it had a lot of mixed mainstream rock. But yet there was a lot of electronic influences, along with a lot of loops and samples from bands that he actually loved as a young person, as a boy. And I thought for me, it was something that, you know, one of the songs, Puente Bridge, was one of the ones that really popped off, especially in Europe. It was a very optimistic song. There was a great chorus, power chord. It was almost like the music video was very like, how would I say this? I'm trying to, like, it was very futuristic, sci-fi style video that it just blew up in Latino America MTV, which it just showed that this guy was like, I mean, he had, I want to say what, 5-6 albums under all his own name, and each one was constantly a success. But here's the thing, he took his natural abilities, playing the guitar, being a songwriter, and because of his curiosities, because of his willingness to be able to experiment, he pushed the envelope. His last record was released in 2009. It won 3 Latin Grammys. Best rock album. That was one of them. He received a total of 6 Grammys, including awards for songwriting and production. Fuerza Natural, Natural Force. That was his last record. I love Cerati because when I was in a band, I had to learn of Soda Stereo, and I got very intrigued because of Gustavo Cerati, because of our frontman at the time, Eric. And he made us really explore his music, explore his fascination with experimenting with different things. And I think for me, it was great. It was something that, you know, fast forward, he ended up honoring the police, which, yo, it was so good. I wish I could play for you guys. All this to say, it's important for you to continually master and sharpen your gifted characteristics that God has given you. Own them. Immerse yourself in it. More importantly, it doesn't matter how old you are, where you at in life, continually experiment into those abilities. And how can you surround yourself with others that can allow you to be truly, genuinely, authentically yourself and to be able to elevate your career, your education, your relationships, your community. The only way, look, I kind of wanted to make it about Gustavo Cerati in this episode, but I think of like Kendrick Lamar, his latest album has been next level. It's something that people see the how it's all tied together in his journey. This album is the last one under TDE, and I think it's a great, you know, album. It's an album that I think that many of those that are in the hip-hop genre, you've heard so many different takes on it, so many different videos and maybe podcast episodes. So there's plenty of there to learn and grow from. But I also think of Beyoncé. Beyoncé continually is experimenting and elevating her music, her genre, which is very interesting because she may have fans that are fans of what she's doing, and you may have other fans that are always just stuck in whatever age they were, and that's the only great music she ever had. But I think for me, when we are people that are constantly willing to acknowledge those that are sharpening their skill and their natural abilities, we are the ones that are willing to say, I see what he's trying to do. Where is he or she going to take it next? And that's my challenge for you. And I smile and kind of laugh because that's what I do. I was recently asked if I ever feel that I'm in the wrong when I'm presenting certain points or within a leadership context. And I tell them, yeah, a lot of times I walk away and ask myself, like, am I being really connected or am I experimenting too much in my communication or am I experimenting? But at the end of the day, it's just me. It's who I am. Someone that is willing to lean into their natural force of abilities and gifts and look to continually sharpen that and take it to the next level. Because at the end of the day, I recently posted this on an IG story. I want to open doors because I want others to be able to go through and be able to build new doors, new opportunities. But the only way that I can do that is to constantly experiment, be curious, and always lean into my gifts that have been given to me. Lean into yours, share them, but more importantly, experiment and sharpen the gifts that are given to you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I hope that you can maybe play this back and really hear it out and really try to understand maybe where I need to get into this. And look, there's always going to be doubters and haters. So that's a given. The challenge is to be able to go forward no matter what. The challenge is to be able to finish what you started. And like I said, it is not December yet. So let's get after those gifts. Let's get after those natural abilities. But more importantly, seguimos pa'lante como dice nuestra gente. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys get an opportunity to be able to check out FuelPasionPodcast.com. Maybe you can consider to be a part of the Patreon community so that we can continually elevate and grow things that we're trying to do here at Fuel Pasión. More importantly, como siempre, my hope is that you're constantly immersing yourself day in and day out in cultura, growing in your faith, y más que todo, making those connections, las conexiones, every single day. Como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.